Dozens of ships have been docked or waiting offshore at 29 West Coast ports, and port officials say it will take months to process all the cargo. Most dock workers have returned to work, but must still vote on the tentative five-year contract. U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez had ratcheted up the pressure as both sides talked in San Francisco. But negotiations were not easy, says Craig Merrilies of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union.
You know, there were a lot of tough issues in this process that lasted over 9 months, and some of them are the kinds of issues that are affecting all workers. That includes the outsourcing of good jobs.
Workers say clerical jobs at the port have been moving to other states and other countries. They are also worried about increasing automation of the port facilities, reducing the need for workers. Those who move goods into and out of the country include the San Francisco Coffee Company, founded by Eileen Rinaldi.
We are reliant on constant arrivals of coffee in order to have a fresh supply.
Others who rely on the ports, breweries that use imported hops to brew their beer, farmers who need to ship their perishable citrus, and this California Children's Clothing Company, which has seen its products, manufactured in China, sitting in cargo ships in Oakland Harbor. The cargo is moving again, but long-term problems at the ports must be addressed, says transportation analyst Tom O'Brien of California State University, Long Beach.
The fact that we have larger ships coming in now, that's creating peak demand for labor and for equipment is putting a lot of pressure on our infrastructure. Not only the ports, but the road network, rail capacity, distribution center, and warehousing.
O'Brien says it all needs to be improved to meet the increasing trade needs in the future. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.